often spoken about, and that's maritime law. We're going to see some very unique information regarding this structure of law, should I say, and really how it's been hijacked and our sovereignty has been hijacked and our life is actually being ruled by pirates, believe it or not. And I'm seriously, literally speaking about pirates because maritime law does come from the sea onto the land and it's being done by pirates. So we're going to hear about it from Laura, but just before, let's start with a song, shall we? Although it's in English, the song is in Hebrew, 5 minutes, 28 seconds. Let good prevail. Here we come. Laura, I'll see you in a few minutes.
שעושה לנו כבוד, אבל שכחנו את המוסר ואנחנו רוצים רק עוד ועוד, ואת זה צריך לעבור בשביל לבחור, כן, בשביל לבחור. אז מה אתם בוחרים? נו, מה אומרים? מתעוררים? והנה אנחנו באים בטוב, בדיבור, מהגנה עצמית, רק רוצים שיניחו לנו לגופנו, זאת הרי זכותנו, בחיית אולי די. שמע ישראל, אדוני אלוקנו, אדוני אחד, אנחנו אחד ואנחנו מנצחים, חזקים, מאוחדים, מרסרים, בטוב בוחרים. נו, מה אומרים? מתעוררים? לדבר, לשדר, לשתף, לעורר, להתעורר, זה לא רק משנה או חלום, להתעורר זה במציאות, היום, להשתחרר מהבורות, תודעת עירות, או שאולי אתם מעדיפים לוותר על החירות? הילדים בסכנה, פדופילים בפינה, סוגדים לקצתנית, ואתם עושים טענית? מי המשיך פה זריקות, פקידים עלובים, שמשרתים אדונים עם טירות עלים, מרתפים מטונפים, מהשד של בפומט יונקים, לפרק ולהרוס את הבריאה הם רוצים? תאמינו או לא, מדובר במשפחות עתיקות, מוזרות וסוטות, שיקורות מאדרנלין שמוציאים מתותות. הם רוצים להרוס את הסדר אלוקי הישן ולבנות עליו חדש, כלא אלקטרוני מחוסגן עלק. צחקתם אותי, מה חשבתם? שווינדוס הומצא במוסך ופייקבוק שייכת סתם לאיזה ג'אפ? קומו רוחים, כי אנחנו בני השם, נבראנו על מנת לחיות ולסגסג. אנחנו כאן להישאר ולנצח, אנחנו כאן ואת האופן ננגח. פורו, טו עצים, עשו הכל למען הילדים, כי הכי חשוב זה הדורות הבאים. נו, מה אומרים? מתעוררים? מתעוררים? כמה פייק, כמה פייק, כמה פייק, יא רבק. באתם בלוויזיה ובאפס, ברדיו ובסמארטס, אנשים טועים, טועים אנה ואנה, לא מרימים את הראש מהמסך, מחליקים על בננה. איכן התאגיד, איכן המדינה? אומרים שמישהו נולד הרוויח, אבל מישהו מאיתנו ניסה להשגיח שיש רק אחד שעלינו משגיח, יחי המלך המשיח. כמו אחיי ואחיותיי, זוהי אם כל המלחמות, על התודעה, על האמת, על חירותכם, על נשמתכם. עוד לא הבנתם שכולם שרים למרותכם? שופטים, שוטרים, פוליטיקאים, שקרנים, כולם בסך הכל למענכם עובדים. הפכו שולחן, שנו את התדר, כי עכשיו הזמן לעשות סדר. סדר אמיתי, סדר אלוקי, סדר מבחירה של רצון חופשי, סדר של צדק, סדר של מוסר, כי הכל כתוב מה אסור ומה מותר. הישארו נאמנים לחושים ולכתובים, אמרו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, אנחנו נולדנו לדור הגאולה, לכולנו יש בוס והוא אלוהים, ותחתיו ממילא כולם ריבונים. אז מה אומרים? מתעוררים? אוכל ולהישאר מחוברים לאדמה, לקהילה, לג'ל, ליאז, יאללה כבר באמא שכם, צאו מהאשליה. בואו שובו הביתה בנים, בנות של אבא, בואו אליי כי הגיע העת. לקום, לעשות, ללמוד, לתקן, אתם בני אדם, אתם הדובדבנים, ויש סיבה לכך שנבראתם אחרונים. הנחש משכיח, מתעתע ומטעה, אתכם להוריד שאול המנסה. אתם המלך והמלכה, אתם אדם וחווה, מראשית הבריאה של חסד ואהבה. באתם לבחור, באנו להחליט, אם אנחנו הריבון או מעדיפים שליט, עם חירות ועצמאות, הרי אין עוד מלבדו, נבראנו בצלמו, השתבח לעד שמו. תזכרו, אנחנו כאן לעשות טוב, אנחנו כאן להיות רוב, להעיף את המלך לבישו ולחייך אחד לשני ברחוב. הרי עובדים עלינו, עובדים עלינו, עובדים עלינו, קולטים שתי מציאות ואלוקים אחד. ועכשיו תבחרו בשביל הדורות הבאים, נו מה אומרים? מתעוררים.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Sunny day in Romania. Yeah?
Yeah. Right now, yes. Finally.
Yeah, it looks bright. It looks bright from the window. We have people here with us from all over the world, just so you know. I get here from Ireland, from Sydney, Australia, from Perth, Western Australia. We have from the States, we have from Israel, obviously, maybe also some representatives from Romania, I'm not sure. I know, look, just to say, up till today, you prepared, I think, with me, something like 6 or 8 different presentations, and you prepared a few more, and I asked you to bring forward, actually, the maritime law, because in many ways, this is what's relevant at the moment. This is what, in actuality, once we know how it works, once we learn it, we can actually change the reality we live in and the system of laws that, you know, is forced down our throat and upon us. So, and we have also from Melbourne, Australia. Hi, Liz. So basically, you've prepared for us this presentation, which is about maritime law, belonging to the Knights of Malta. Now, I called this presentation Maritime Law, How Pirates Are Ruling Us. And is it true? I mean, I ask you, that's the first thing, and then maybe we'll take it now from there. Is it true that pirates, in the literal meaning of pirates, ruling our life?
I mean, they worked with the Knights of Malta in the ancient times, especially Venetia, that people don't like. You have to learn the history, and I studied a lot of researchers who presented both history and the maritime law. So unfortunately, our governments today are just corporations run by the UN and run by this maritime commercial law. So unless we don't change this, we don't have freedom. But yes, it comes from the pirates. The pirates, even the coat of arms, the emblem is the skull and bone. So that's a secret society.
Yes. You know, it's quite interesting what has been happening in Israel in the last couple of years, and more so in the last 3 months, and even more so in the last 3 weeks, is that a group of people who became sovereign, recognized in two sovereign people organizations in the world.
Yeah.
So they became sovereign and they established a kingdom in Israel.
Yes.
All according to the international law. I mean, they've done it in the right, proper way, and they acknowledged and they declared and they announced and they sent the announcement to other consuls of the world and to the government of Israel. They've done it properly, all right? And in the last 3 weeks, the Israel Corporation, I should say, because it has a corporation number, yes, the Israel Corporation, he stopped them, he arrested, he kidnapped basically some of the people there, and he put them in prison, and then he released them, and now he has taken two more, and after a few days he released them. And what I want to say really is that because there's so much truth in what we are about to hear today about how the system of law and laws is established and again forced upon us, because there's so much truth in it, the corporation of Israel doesn't know what to do with it, because they come, when you are sovereign, you are above a state. And when you are a kingdom, you are above a state. So when you come to the courthouse, or when you write letters and correspondences with a corporation, you obviously come from being a top dog. You're coming from above, and they are not used to it. They think that it's still Shai Danon, a corporate number is speaking with them, but it's not. It's Shai, living man. Or living male, all right?
This is the difference. I'm going to tell you why, how it connects everything. And I know people don't really want to learn about history, and they don't care about the bloodlines. And then, but this has come from the Vatican long, long time before, in 12th century, 1215, when the Magna Carta, that even being spoke about. So it has to do with papal bulls. It has to do with bloodlines. It has to do with the Vatican. It has to do with the City of London Corporation. And
Switzerland.
Oh, by the way, Switzerland rules. And I found some new information that I added to the slides. Yes. And also, right now, they moved from Liechtenstein. It's going to Asia, in Singapore. That's what it's rumored.
So hang on. You say basically the headquarters used to be in Liechtenstein, yeah? Like the real headquarters.
And Switzerland, because Liechtenstein actually was created by Habsburgs. Yes. Like, you know, more day I find, more information, it never ends. But if you take everything in a whole, it has to do with all the those UN charters that we signed, like WTO, OMS. And if you look at, like I introduced in the slides, the UN, how it works with the subsidiaries, it's like a headache. They have all kinds of, you know, specialized institutions, UN, like, and who runs them? The Knights of Malta, the Constantinian Order, and so on and so forth. So I know it's a huge subject, but I try to make a summary in this presentation. I have more that connects with it, so we're going to jump, because I have the slides with the paper bloodlines. They connect.
So
let's start. So the crown is actually the bankers and attorneys who are like wizards, like they administer the law in the temple crown, which is commanded by the hidden bloodlines. And this is coming from even Solomon Templars, and it's based in Switzerland in 1291. I'm going to tell you why. Because when the Templars in 1307 were dismantled, they moved all the wealth in Switzerland. And Switzerland was founded in 1291, but the Templars were dismantled in 1307. So the St. John, who became the Hospitallers later and became the Maltese, the Knights of Malta nowadays, they moved the wealth in Switzerland. And the Freemasonry became like went in Scotland, in the Sinclair family, like people know about. But the City of London Corporation is the, how can I explain, the crown with the law. You know, this is where everything is governed, but it's supervised by the Vatican, if you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the papal bulls and the Magna Carta has to do with it. So if you go, okay, so here it is. The Nephilim bloodlines, who are the papal bloodlines that we know, the Borgia, Aldo Brandini, Pallavicini, Orsini, let me see, because they're Breakspear, who now are Lancelot. So there are 13. They came from the pharaonic bloodlines in Egypt and even in Ptolemy, like long time before. Those cults that they talk about. So those are in the shadows, especially the Bourbon used to be Farnese. They intermarried. They are visible. The Aldo Brandini is married with the Rothschild. They're visible. Not visible, actually. The Rothschild is visible, and not yes. Aldo Brandini. Orsini is not really visible. Borgia, the same, but they have descendants. If you go on online and going to search information about them, very hard to find, very hard to find some of the bloodlines. And they control, as you see, the SMAM. This is the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. Entity, and all of them are Knights of Malta. I can show you tons of pictures with them. And they control the maritime law through papal bulls. And they control also the Holy See. And all the crowns of Europe, they are incorporated as corporations in the Holy See. Also, in the City of London, there is the British crown, but it's also, they are sovereign from the Vatican, but they control the maritime laws through the UN. So they control the Jesuits and they the Committee of 300, it has the papal bloodlines that are above, but also has other bloodlines who are lower level. Okay, so here are the European microstates that they are minister. And that's from online. I just slided a little bit. If people want to read about, there is a link.
Maybe I'll quickly read, because earlier I was reading it and I was like, I didn't know that. So maybe some others do not know it. So I'll just read it quickly, not all of it. The European microstates, or European mini-states, are a set of very small sovereign states in Europe. In modern contexts, the term is typically used to refer to the six smallest states in Europe by area: Andorra, Liechtenstein, Malta, Monaco, San Marino, and Vatican City, or the Holy See. Four of these states are monarchies, three principalities, Andorra, Liechtenstein, and Monaco, and one papacy, Vatican City. These states trace their status back to the first millennium of the early second millennium, or the early second millennium, except for Liechtenstein, created in the 17th century.
By the Habsburgs.
Yes. Microstates are small independent states recognized by larger states. According to the qualitative definition suggested by Zinoviev Demensky, which is different than the other Zinoviev Brzezinski, anyway, microstates can also be viewed as modern protected states, i.e. sovereign states that have been able to unilaterally depute certain attributes of sovereignty to larger powers in exchange for benign protection of their political and economic viability against their geographic or demographic constraints. In line with this definition, only Andorra, Liechtenstein, Monaco, and San Marino qualify as microstates, as only these states are sovereignties functioning in close but voluntary association with their respective larger neighbors. Luxembourg, which is much larger than all the European microstates combined, nonetheless shares some of these characteristics. Anyway, I just wanted to know, because I never thought about these microstates as one. But obviously, when I read, you know, Andorra, Liechtenstein, Malta, Monaco, San Marino, Vatican City, it makes a lot of sense what it says here and what's on the presentation. Yes.
Yeah, but Monaco, don't forget Liechtenstein and even Andorra might be where they launder money.
Yes, that's actually, yeah. Yes.
and Switzerland. So it can be said that the last monarch that operated under the canon law, which was long time before the ecclesiastical law, was King John. So this is what I was talking about, the King John who signed the Magna Carta in 1215, so long time ago. From this event, all sovereignty of the British crown under Christendom shifted to the temple crown, temple in the chancery, so in City of London. So actually, City of London, after signing the Magna Carta, became totally independent. And this is where the Templars, I mean the Maltese, who used to be the Templars, and actually they dismantled in the Knights Hospital. So it's a whole conglomerate, but it's still the old new Templars, I could call them, the Knights of Malta. And they built so this temple church. From the charter, governance within law would be replaced with rule under commerce. So this is what we have today, commerce, admiralty law, which is administered by the Crown Temple through its bankers, attorneys, and lawyers, and so on. So that's why you're not free. And everything you sell and buy, and you, everything is taxed. Everything is like, you know, a commerce is between you and me, right? But nobody intervenes. But this is like a middleman. They put you tax. I want to sell you a house to you, and they put a tax on you. It's my house, right? I have to pay income tax on you. This is where it's coming from, the commerce law, the maritime law. And this used to be like, it's a long time ever since then. So the bankers and lawyers operate in the jurisdiction of the maritime admiralty law, and it's administered as by the Templar pharaonic bloodlines. So these papal bloodlines I was talking about, who control the Holy See, which is a totally independent corporation. And they are based in the Alps because they live there. They don't live in Vatican. Some of them they do, but most of them they live in Switzerland. And they administer. So the most important thing here is the birth certificate, as everybody knows probably, or maybe there are people who don't. When you are born, you get a first name, right? So used to be. But now they add a surname, which is put in capital letters. So the moment you're born, you're getting a birth certificate by the state, which is registered in the state, by the state, and you are being taxed, and your certificate and your social number, it's called, every country has a different social number, it's put on the stock exchange. So they play.
So hang on, they create a surety, that's why they call it a surname. I mean, surety,
surname, yeah, like
surety and a surname, yeah?
Surname, Danone, it's your surname. Yes. It's in capital letters, so that moment, everything is capitalized with you. You are a commodity.
Yes, so capital, capital is also capital. I mean, it's not just the capital of Israel, it's Jerusalem. Capital is valuable stuff.
So you practically should ask for your living birth certificate, which they don't give it to you when you're born. So the bankers operate under Swiss crown, which is the temple aristocratic nest created in 1291. It is the center for all mercenary forces that have been hired out and used by commercial monarchs to defend and invade other nations. So from this format, the temple elite has been able to enter all nations and set the secret society networks to undermine the land law administered by the Vatican. So through its control of the Vatican, the Holy See has acted contrary to the canon law. So they actually, it was hijacked, the whole Vatican. It's no longer what it used to be in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
They gave an independence to the City of London to do whatever they want, but they supervise it. This is how you should understand. And they control the legal system, the trade, through a parasitic platform called commerce, which operates on a system of thievery by contract. So everything is a contract nowadays. In a written word, so the language of the contract, this is what you have to be pay attention to. So they have their five temple bars: Inner Temple, Middle Temple, Lincoln Inn, and Gray Inn. This is how it's structured, the City of London.
Just to add about the written word, actually their language is called legalese.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the actual language. If you want to know what it means, the word they're saying, it's in legalese. And you can find the definitions of all the words of legalese in a dictionary called Black Law Dictionary. This is where you find all the definitions and the meanings of the words that they use in legalese, which is really important because it's a totally different language than what we think they speak. Okay, they say words that we know of, but we don't really know their actual meaning, and we get it wrong, and they don't really tell us what's the actual meaning, but they also don't hide it so much, because if you want, you can find it. It's all based on our agreement, on our acceptance.
If you look at the lawyers and the judges, they all wear black, and they are, I mean, the hospitals wear white. When you're born, you're white. So that's yes. a nice hospital when you die. And I mean, honestly, the lawyers are liars, because they, most of them, they work in that bubble of this commercial laws. Yeah. A few lawyers know the truth about this.
Yes.
And some of them, they know and they don't want to say, because they're part of that.
Yes. Yes. Right. Let's move on. By the way, if you want to go forward faster or to go backward, just let me know. Okay. Okay.
So here is where it was hijacked. So a little bit of history in the 13th centuries, how they created the whole thing, the birth certificate title. And how it was hijacked. So I'm going to explain it, so that we don't have to read all the slides. Actually, the Pallavicini was the one who was behind Elizabeth Windsor, because she's the one who, she's dead right now. It's the son, anyway, the Windsor family, who's leading the whole city of London and this whole corporation. Mm. Okay, so here is about the jurisdiction of a court. So the three jurisdictions of a court, there was like ecclesiastical courts, was like an Old Testament court, the canon law, which was organized the law of a church, but this all changed into the maritime commercial courts, all based on contracts. So when you go into the court, you have everything works under the maritime admiralty law. So this a few slides below this explains how it went. So as I said, Elizabeth first built the navy, financed by the Pallavicini on behalf of the Holy See. So Pallavicini are the ones who are running the show, actually. And they are running the Islam as well. So it's the whole maritime law was done worldwide, not just in the Catholic Church, everywhere. The original crown was a canon law, and now we have the maritime law. So it's I put a few slides, if you can move down, so we can see. Here it explains the birth certificate. When you have the surname on it, like I have Marion, it's capital letter. So that moment when you're born, it's put on the government registers it, the government taxes you based on it, the government puts that certificate on the stock exchange, and of course everything is siphoned out through your taxes. It's going through the state, it's going through UN, through the World Bank, whatever, but it gets into the Bank of International Settlements. So you're taxed to death, everything. Like, if you think about, ever since you've been born, what happened?
And it's all to do with papers. And what I mean by that is, we, Laura is a woman, Shai is a man. A state, or never mind the state, Shai Danone with its corporation number, is not a living man, is not a man, is not at all. He's only existing in the paper. You need to understand that. The differences between that, like most of us think that when the local authority or the government addresses us, are you Mr. Shai Danone? And then I should say yes, because that was what I was brainwashed to believe, think, and answer when asked. But actually, I'm not Shai Danone corporate number. My name is Shai. I'm a living man. I'm a living male.
And they ask you, who are you? You say, I'm a living, born Laura. Because if not, then they take you as a corporation. And it's the thing that you think about how much taxes they take. I mean, you're registered as a corporation, then your address is a corporation, everything. Oh, when you go to the bank and you sign a loan and you agree to the terms and conditions, you enter in a corporation and a legal binding between you and the bank. Everything, this whole system is run by the banks, and the banks go back to the pirates that you mentioned and the Italian merchants. So as a corporation, the government ties the fiction to its asset base, and in the jurisdiction of that is the fiction. Your legal title is classed as an asset of the corporate government and whatever the entities register with. The corporate government is an invention, is a fiction. This is what I'm saying. Why the governments dismantle them? Because all they do is just tax you. They are parasites, the same like the banks, the same like the royalties. And this is where it explains how the government, as a corporate entity, it links to the UN, and it links to the banks and everything, and how they tax you. So all this corporate maritime law, it works, is controlled by the UCC and the UPU. So one, it controls the shipping, the other one is controlling the rest of the laws.
Yes.
This is the legal system we have. Okay, so you have here, so I explained how, like, people have to read the slides because we don't have time to read everything. So, okay, so Maritime Law Association, this is what controls this whole legal system, is the law of the sea and the law of the land governed by monarchs that authorize and fund marine merchants and explorers. The reason that the Venetian nobility dominating over shipping and trade for centuries was because they were Greek but Byzantine merchants that moved their operations to Venice and also Genoa. The Knights of Malta and Order of St. John oversee this maritime law. And this is their site. I mean, you can go and check. It's not a lie. So this is their site. I took some, I put the link and I took a screenshot. And here is IMO. This is a specialized agency of the UN. So they control the UN. All the specialized agencies, you see here, it's a International Maritime Organization, United States Nations Specialized Agency with responsibility for the safety, security of shipping and prevention of marine atmospheric pollution by the ships. So they are doing the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So imagine what they're going to do. Don't do this, don't fish there, don't put, like, where is your sovereignty?
But you know, it's not just that, Laura. Even now, it's really clever. Look, when someone reads that, the International Maritime Organization is the United Nations specializing agency responsibility to the safety and security of shipping and prevention of marine and atmospheric pollution by ships. And one may think, lovely, good organization. No. They are cleaning the sea. They making sure the parcels or whatever is, or envelopes is, or vehicles or vessels is being transferred to the right location, etc., etc. But actually, they're talking about us. Actually, we are the vessels in the sea.
Yeah, we're going to be denied the water because the water will be taxed one day, or is it already? But I'm talking about the seawater, mm-hmm. You know? It could be desalinized. They always complain about, oh, the water shortage. Well, take away you. There is enough abundance on this planet, you know, but they want to. Oh, and this is actually, I didn't put the insurance. It links to the insurance, and it's also governed by the Lloyds Bank. So it's all a fraud. Yeah,
and by the way, it says IMO work support the UN Sustainable Development Goals.
Of course.
Which is, again, it's their agenda, obviously.
And actually, all these specialized organizations, so people, we're going to get to that slide where the UN hall, it's a link to the UN. They only cooperate with the UN. but the core of the UN is controlled by the Constantinian order. You're going to see later. It is, as a EMO is headquartered in London today. Okay, with the, this is a Greek, Eftimios Mitropoulos, who was born a director. And this institute is also located in the island of Malta. They have also a branch there, which is a Commonwealth of UK and is an agency of UN, as we saw. Here are the links, so you can go and read about. And this UN Convention of the Law and the Sea was already created by IMO. So they created this convention. It was not enough what they did. More regulation to it. So the Greek royals, as we mentioned, they oversee the Greek marine merchants. They also oversee fraternal orders with together with the Holy Roman royals. Most German royals and nobles migrated from Byzantium into Venice and into the Holy Roman Empire. So these fraternities are secret societies, and the Glücksburg run them. And they recruit agents which infiltrate politics, law, and business. So I have a secret society's power presentation for people where you can see that.
Yeah.
And they are really ancestor of Arab-Turkish invaders. They have blended into the Greek culture after the Byzantine nobility migrated to Venice. The Greek merchant marine companies are covertly involved in a black market and use the Greek mafias. They work with the mafias. I've seen lots of them to carry out criminal activities because they're not going to, you know, kill. They're going to send the mafia to kill you.
Yeah.
And they infiltrated the secret services already. The Glücksburg originated as a royalty from Holy Roman Empire and currently rule Norway, Denmark, and Greece. After the Glücksburg monarchy was abolished in Greece in 1973, the family moved to Rome because of their close ties to Vatican and black nobility, and then settled to London. But they're scattered right now, and the Greek part runs the maritime law, the Greek monarchs. So they are billionaire families. They work with Italian, Albanian, Greek mafias. Oh, they have they rule Denmark, and they have knights of and agents like Anne Myers, McKinley Ugla, a Danish crown knight of Order of the Danborg, which owns Møller Mærsk. It's a major shipping company. It's headquartered in Copenhagen. I've seen it. Even in movies, you can see this shipping.
Yes, yes, yes. It's quite famous. And they're related, the first line, specialize in maritime human trafficking. So they use this shipping company, corporation, for these purposes as well.
I remember, Shai, when we were close. Oh, here is the Constantine. He's dead, finally, this year. More of them to die.
Yes.
The Greek are top authorities, though these are top authorities over maritime law, and there are SMAM, Sovereign Military Order Malta, and they part owners of the Greek mafia. So pretty much, you don't know what their transport. When we were closed, all the globe was closed. You remember that the shipment didn't move because they own this, of course. The import-export is all in their hands. Prince Constantine of Glücksburg and Prince Anne Marie. So we talked about these. You saw this is the Prince Pavlos Glücksburg, his wife Princess Marie. They have connections in the United States, London, Rome, and Greece. And they work, you see, with, oh, this is another Theodoli, who has a Magnum Marine company. And she is it's a papal bloodline. She's high level. Theodoli is with Pacelli. They work together. Other families, Onassis, Livanos, Latsis, Mavroleon. So all these Greek Spiros Latsis, also educated Greek billionaire. Most of the maritime law is run by the Greek families, higher level, lower level. Onassis is a little, this is a Spiros Latsis, and he lives in Switzerland. And he owns EFG International, which is a private Swiss banking group, so you see. They have a foundation, a charity front, of course.
You know, it's funny because I know of Greece that they owe a lot of money to the European Union or to Germany.
But
now we're talking about Greek families, which they above states. I mean,
they are. Yes. All of them, they are. And actually, these people in the UN and the Knights of Malta, they have special passports. They have ambassadors to each and every country. One of them is the Savoy, who's right now in Moscow. So you wonder who Putin is. I don't. Connection. So Prince Felix, like, is married to Claire Landermacher, and who's a German businessman, so they're interconnected, and they live in Geneva, Switzerland. They have the company, so people can check it out if they don't believe me, because they're interconnected with the German family, Luxembourg family, the Spiros family. So this is the connection. And the Prince Nassau. And this IFIG Bank, European Financial Group, most of the banks are in Geneva. And I've tried to search the BlackRock and Vanguard, but they're all interconnected. So you end up to this small group of companies, like these small banks who are so small, like 4,000 employees. And they're all based in Liechtenstein and Switzerland.
Switzerland, yes. Yes, and you know, I wanted to say it before, but now it's as good time as before. William Milton Cooper, Bill Cooper, the one and only. Yeah. He wrote the book. This was in 93 or 4, I think. Behold the Pale Horse. And in this book, he said, and he also said it previously in his radio broadcasts and the newspaper that he has put out back then. He said that the center is in Switzerland. And he said, everything that you say here in this presentation, he said back then that they all sit in Switzerland. That's if you want to take down the head of the snake, is there. But we know it's a hydra. It has more than one head. So it's also the city of London. It's also the Vatican, as well as other places like Liechtenstein, Monaco, et cetera, where all the royals.
This maritime law, why is important, and all these laws that 192 countries signed, is because they gave away their sovereignty, they gave away all the resources, and all these interconnections, like the City of London, yes, they know if you could open there the vaults and the Vatican, you would find out about a lot of shareholders. And they stole everything. And the states are nothing but corporations right now, and they can't do anything anymore. And they're infiltrated and they're done.
Yeah.
Greek merchants. So Peter Livanos is a Greek billionaire. So he's below the Glücksburgs. Yeah. But they work together. Niarchos, another one. The Glücks, they close friends with Hanovers and Glücks, but the Hanover, so this is how people have to understand levels, the papal, the royals, lower level, and then the billionaires. But most of the alternative media, they show just the billionaires.
Again, hang on. Say yep. Again, the papal,
which are on the Vatican. They rule. Okay. You don't see them. Torlonia, for example, you don't see them. But I can show you pictures with the papal blood, as I have a separate presentation. Mm-hmm. And then below is like Hanover, Habsburg, the Hanseatic League, Windsor. Like some of them you see, most of them. Dutch royals. And then the billionaires like Bezos, Gates, whoever, like people. And then they are interconnected because they're married. And that's why when I see things like the Jews control the world, it makes me mad, because it's not true.
Hmm.
Like, if you want to know how they got rich, the Rothschild, not just by the Hess, Torlonia family and the Pallavicini family, but they're hiding. Pallavicini, you barely see. Torlone, you barely see. Orsini, no. Aldo Brandini. Why do you think they married Aldo Brandini? So those are long time. Like right now, I'm surprised how come the Borgia family, the movie is being shown on the TV. You should see how degenerated that was. They created the Jesuits. But nobody talks about Borgia. Why? And many more. So then people came up and, oh, Bezos and Musk and whoever is the biggest billionaire. Really?
They're so, so the Bezoses of the world do marry an interconnection with the royals, but do then they mix them or the royals mix with the papal bloodline?
Papal don't mix with the Bezos. I mean, they mix among each other. Okay, so the papal, I'm going to tell you the papal. Lancelotti used to be Breakspear. Probably you heard about this family because it changed the name. They married with some of the aristocratic royals old, like Agnelli, Merode, who were in Belgium, old aristocratic, who actually created started this whole globalization through secret societies like the Pilgrim Society. This is why I made a lot of PowerPoints, because it's a lot of information. So in order to understand the levels, the papal, they control the Vatican. They control the Pope. They control the, except City of London, because they have a special independence. The City of London is run by the Windsor. Everybody knows that. I mean, everybody's about the Windsor, but the Windsor, there hire people like the Windsor, the Pallavicini, for example, the Orsini, the Torlonia, that nobody talks about. If you, I can show you pictures how Torlonia meet with the Pope, and the Pope like this. Mm. And below them, there are the Hanseatic League, the aristocrats you can see. And they are involved in the SDGs a lot. You can see them in Davos, but not on TV, because people are concerned and focused about Schwab. Schwab is just the front man.
Of course, of course.
But tell me one thing. Why is Queen Maxima so anxious about the digital currency?
Why?
Why? You want because I saw she made the presentation of one hour on Davos this year. Nobody showed it.
Yeah,
not even David Icke. Why? Valenti is another family in Italy. They are from Lombardy region, and they are merged with the House of Gonzaga. It's another. So these are all families. Quite the same rank, and they interconnect to put the capital together. Valenza's the same. These are lower a little bit than Gonzaga's, higher than Valenza, so kind of like this. Oh, here she's married with guess who? Savoy.
Oh,
yeah, so Savoy, this guy. Not this one. The Pien Samone. He's the ambassador in Moscow from the Knight of Malta. Here is Bianca Savoy, married with Arrivabene Gonzaga. So they're all married among themselves, and they're together in secret societies.
They look like two men, actually. But anyway,
probably. I wouldn't bet that. Oh, the Glücksburg and also Savoy. I think he's the father.
Also look like men on the right.
Oh,
anyway.
Olga, Prince Olga. She's Greek. Yeah, so pretty much they are running the... I mean, and you know how I know who's running the maritime law? It's not just because the Knights of Malta, because all of these families, they belong to secret societies. And I've seen them in ceremonies online.
Hmm.
Like this is a huge old family, but very rich and very sadistic. And they run the Hashash, not the Hashash in the other one. There is a cult. They run. There are secret societies. Now it's in Armenia. They run the Armenian Kardashians, and there is even a movie on Netflix about the Kardashians. So they're intermarried all over. Valenzas, another one. Here, the United Nations Convention on the Law on the Sea is headquartered in Monterey, Jamaica. The Knights of Malta and Maltese citizen, the Arvid Pardo, he created this Feather of the Law and Sea Conference. So he created this convention. So this is also, what does this mean? That means that the law and the sea will be controlled by the UN and by the Knights of Malta. And by all this maritime law is going to enslave us. So here is Camilla Paravicini, married Greek merchant. That's another family below. And they have a connection with Oliver Cromwell. Yeah, people have to read the Giustiniani family, Venetian noble also. Yeah, this guy, he is specialized in corporate maritime law, and he's important because he is in Switzerland. He holds several positions as a board member of large German bank, but he is running the show in Switzerland, I can say. And you have lower. They also have Nephilim. Here are the links. So most of the stuff that I have is in other presentations because they're linked.
Sure.
Here is the United Nations. Look at this. Look at this. It's unbelievable, like an octopus. You have the General Assembly. So you have the Economic and Social Council, which is very important because they are the core who run the show. They have the Constantinian Order has a special observer status into the Economic Council. Also, the Knights of Malta, as we know, have a special observer, permanent observer in the UN. But also they have the specialized agencies there. And what you're going to notice is that World Bank is there, Monetary Fund is there, the Maritime Law. So those are specialized agencies, and they work in collaboration with the UN.
Mm.
It's people, I'm telling you, whoever signed this from every 192 nations, whoever signed this, nuts. I'm telling you, like those people should be hanged. Those governments.
Yeah, I agree.
You see, they're independent, autonomous organizations that are part of the UN, the specialized agencies. So this is the problem. So they control the membership criteria. They are independent from UN membership, and they're funded and assessed. So they're funded by contributions from their members. So who funds them? Who? I mean, why do you grant to a Constantinian order specialized? Why? Because they run it. Funds and programs and UN. So these programs and funds like UNEP, UNICEF, those are run by royals. They're very much involved. Like the Glücksburg family is very much involved in the WHO.
Hmm. Who is involved in the UNICEF? Because I know UNICEF has...
And the Glücksburg, and also the princess from Dutch royal part.
Because UNICEF involved with a lot of... human trafficking, child trafficking, a lot of really bad stuff. I mean, you know, I think it was in the 90s or maybe early 2000. It was published that more than 3,000 high officials in UNICEF were convicted of pedophile activities. So we're talking about all over the world in areas where there was so-called earthquake, so-called ecological disaster, so-called war zone, because a lot of them now we know are actually engineered. But in these areas, UNICEF teams are coming and helping, supporting, saving, all these funny words that they use, but actually mean exactly the opposite, because most likely they kidnap survivors and they kidnap children and use them and sell them and horrible stuff.
Really, I don't know if you saw that site. I can give it to you. It was deleted several times. Now it's done in such a way that it can be deleted. So I don't know, maybe the algorithms, who knows what's going to happen but so far you can read. In 70s and 60s, there was a huge scandal in Belgium. And
I published this. I published this as well. Yes.
So who were involved? Aristocrats. Merode works with, it's actually intermarried with the Lancelotti. So they're all pedophiles and it's done deal. The whole police and judges were corrupted. I was thinking of making a slide about that, but since you talked about, people can read. It's a huge.
Yeah, I know. Also, Laura, in Israel, there is a list of more than 150 people in high government, not just government, high positions like industry, judges, politicians, army personnel, in the business areas, like more than 150 high ranks in all walks of life in Israel, which are pedophiles. Now, a list of more than 30 of them was published, but then the court, the judge or the judges ruled that this list cannot be published. So they are still serving when judges protecting them. This is in Israel from recent, last year backwards, okay? And basically, nobody knows who they are. Now, these people are in high ranks in all over Israel, and they keep their duties, so-called, and helping the Israel nation, by the same time raping children. And the courts allow this to happen. Continue.
Yeah, because the court is, so that people understand this maritime law, besides the fact that it robs you with the taxes, they rape you.
Yes.
So everything is corrupt. Everything is like, look, see, the General Assembly, ECOSOC, to finish this, and Security Council, they are the core. And they are run by the Constantinian Order and Knights of Malta. And the Holy See has a huge, why? And then, of course, there is a stakeholder capitalism, because they're going to do those private-public partnerships. The states will disappear. The UN will stay. And it's going to be a huge robotic army between us and them. Simple as that. It's what can I say? I did these presentations to be able for people to read and to explain it in a simple way, and maybe just discuss together how this whole structure. I should do a bigger diagram for people to understand, because that one that you showed is small.
Yeah.
Look at what they did after the look how the Universal Postal Union. Why do you have to create a Universal Postal Union for the globe? See? To control. And then the League of Nations in 1919, even before the World War, and then this became the UN, and then the Pan Europa, who was also created by the Habsburgs. So this all interconnect, because if you look at who created these clubs, were the aristocrats. They want to do.
And another thing, another angle, just to add to the postal system, the postal union, which, again, the headquarters are in Switzerland.
Of course.
The world postal system. So just to say, post and postal systems are the last authority, or the first one, if you like. When a letter is passing through the post and you have the stamp of a post, this is the highest stamp that you can have. If you put a bull, how we call the small...
A bull?
Stamp. The small stamp that you put, not those who are printed and you don't have to stick them, but the actual sticking stamps, okay, with your handwriting on top of them, and then a stamp from the, like a from the postal service, this is the highest document rank possible. I mean, it's above states, it's above courts, it's above the law. Once you, let's say you live somewhere, I just give you an example. Let's say you just found a piece of land. Now, you're not allowed to be there by government or by your authorities, whatever. But you are there, and you go to the post office, and you send a letter to Laura. And you you send a letter to Laura. Hi, Laura. This is Shai, or this is Yanis, or whoever. And then, Laura, you get this letter in your address, which is this part of the land, this part of the land, and let's say you have a postal box, postal office box. So you get this letter, and you send back another letter from this address. When you do it in a year, over the period of a year, you're getting postal to this forbidden land that you are on, okay? When you do this for a year, maybe even less, I'm not sure, and no one can move you from there because the postal service approved the fact that you live there and you get postal there. So he is the highest approving system. So nobody can actually move you out of your land when you do something like that. But yes, that's another small thing, I know.
They created all these organizations in Geneva. Why in Geneva? You wonder why. And this is where, I mean, this UN, I read about the General Assembly, and also the WTO is connected to this, because that's another major part I just found out not a while ago, because you know, the more you search, more you find. And it's only 10% about the trade. The rest is about monopoly and law. Yeah. So they legalize the whole world. They put the countries into that treaty to not, so they're not going to be able to sell without restrictions, and not going to be able, I mean, you bring in the Coca-Cola so I can't sell my juice or whatever I have with my chocolate, because the Nestle comes in and they tell you, you should do this restriction, sell by this or dump the price or whatever. This is what they did, and the idiots of governments, they signed this. How? Yeah. Like, I'm asking, and this is why, if there are Romanians among your audience, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna ask them to ask those alternative medias and activists who are bragging about the new elections next year. Okay, fine, a new patriotic government comes in. How is gonna do, and what is gonna do to get out of this maritime law? Because no matter what you do, the banking system is based on this.
But just to say, just to add, to remind people to be optimistic and resourceful, you can come out of this maritime law. You can come out of this admiralty law and contract law by returning to be sovereign man or sovereign woman. You can do it. You should do it.
Everybody should take out their birth certificate first.
It's part of the process. Yes, it's part of the process. It's true.
Yeah. So
right.
Here you see the ECOSOC. This is I put because the permanent observer mission of the Sovereign Order of Malta. So they control this ECOSOC, and this is. This is the core of the UN. They control the SDGs. They control everything, the sustainable, whatever it's coming, all the agenda. But and why do they have to have all this? You see, the UNICEF, the WPF, all the programs are involved into this UN and this structure that nobody talks about. Okay, come out. How? How? Because the only way I see, if you change the name of your country and maybe then everything becomes null and void.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Yeah. Nothing else I see. But nobody talks about this admiralty law because, you know, all I hear about here is constitution. Constitutions mean nothing right now.
No. Here, I'm telling you, Laura, here in Israel, they just started, but there's a growing talk about sovereignty and about the fraud that has been put on us by the admiralty law. And people need to know that, you know, they created fictitious entities to trade with, which is on our name. So it's a fraud, it's a theft. Okay, they use our names to trade with us without our consent, without our informed consent. That's why it's a fraud and it's a theft.
Not and just they the social number. Do you have social number on your certificate or on your ID?
Yes.
Okay, so that's another. That should disappear. Why?
But that's also also the ID. The ID number is the. I don't know. In Israel, there's one number. Like, your ID number is your social number. It's your entity number.
So that should disappear. And now it's not enough that they are robbing us. Like, for example, you buy a land, and that's your land. And then you have to pay income tax. So you have to pay income tax on your salary. That's a theft.
Of course.
So that should disappear. No, these are the UN specialized agencies. So people can look on this link, and this is how they explain everything.
Right.
Oh, this is a UNEP. It's an environment program. Again, how to restructure the sustainability of our coastal and marine world. For God's sake, like, they come about our resources, nothing else. They don't care about the money. They put the money, oceans and seas. And they created this. Oh, this is another interesting thing I found. So Prince Albert of Monaco is involved in this. Like, people can read. I put some parts of it, like, here. I don't know how much you can see what they want to do till 2050. They are all involved. They are all involved in this. One and the other. It's not, we don't have time to read all of this here, but it's just the fact that if you watch, and even the Bourbon family, his wife, Camilla, she's involved in UNICEF. Now I remember. And she's involved in, she wrote a letter, it's stamped, and I mean, it's official, that I sent it to a couple of alternative medias they didn't even present, where she explains how the sustainability will be done, and it's in the other presentation. And she also met with Gates.
Well, makes sense. They all in this together.
Princess Victoria, so she's Glücksburg. So here, this is I don't see because it's so small.
Wait.
A little bit. Victoria attended the. It's another recommending humanity and sea. So it's all this. You can go on the link. Like, you have to read all of this, and then you're gonna understand that this is. The oligarchic class and the globalists that they call, they never name the globalists. Every time I hear globalist and the cult, it makes me like, who? Even Mark Pastio says that, okay, the priest class. Fine, I understand. I found even priests who are bloodline. But who?
Yeah. And I just want to remind that this angle, that the fact that they're looking over the sea and the oceans, and the rivers and the banks of the rivers and the shore or offshore. So the fact that they are looking after it for the best of humanity and maybe helping, finding new ways to reconnect man or land and the sea or man and the sea, we need to get it into our head that it's what we hear, it's not what they mean. They mean something else. They mean how we can impose more of the admiralty law or the maritime law on the land and on the living and on men and women.
Yeah.
It's not about looking after the fish.
No.
It's about
no, they destroyed the fish by throwing, you know, the plastic in the Coca-Cola bottle.
Yeah, for example. No, but really, it's not. There's something really. It's like a metaphor. We need to. There's two different meanings to what they are saying. One is what we hear, which is normal. Oh, they're looking after the water. Okay. But the other one, the hidden one, the esoteric one, is that they're looking to impose more of maritime law on us.
Yes, yes.
So it's so important to understand that.
Yeah.
So important to know that there's two languages, and what you see here, and you may get it in a normal way, actually, try to understand it in a different way. And when I say understand it, it's not stand under it, but just get it into your head.
And maybe, yeah, you mentioned the black dictionary. I think I found it somewhere on the site that they already, like, I don't know, there was a site where you can download books online, and now it's been seized by the FBI. Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe I can send it to you. And yeah, so here is the International Maritime Organization and their interconnections with. So this, like you see there, some logos. There are the companies that they in partnership with and what they do. It's more and more squeezing of the people and of imposing laws on it. And maybe one day, if people don't wake up, we're gonna pay taxes on the air with the sure. CO2. That's another bullshit they do. IMO cares, of course it does.
To its yeah. pockets.
Yeah, but it's not even about the money. It's about control. Look. Oh, here it's a Queen Mathilde, okay, with the Hakun Prince, attend the session of United Nations Geneva Assembly held in New York City. So that even was not now, was longer time ago. So who's there? The UN Secretary General and the King and Queen of Holland. So do you want more than that? I mean, this is what bothers me, because I see people going after governments, but governments are just the minions of them. And governments are bought and paid and blackmailed and yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Queen Mathilde, she is also in the UN meetings. Here is, this is a talk that they had online. It's about, let's see, youth participants, you and me, I don't, sustainable, something with the sustainable.
Yeah.
I put links to it so that you can read. She's involved in many stuff as well.
Yeah, you showed her also on other presentations you've done.
So this is what we need to do, go in anarchy. And anarchy is not about chaos, about no more governments,
mm-hmm.
no more royalty, no more nothing. Just
and just to say, government is mind control. I mean, the meaning of government is mind control. So anarchy is the absence of mind control.
Yeah.
Okay, just get it into your head.
Yeah.
Anarchy is the absence of mind control.
Yeah, but another thing I need to mention, that people will say, okay, no government. But there are many people here that I hear that we have to go back to monarchy. No, that's another mind control. Mm. So, as long as you don't harm another person, why would you have to be governed by someone?
And again, when they are, I have a comment here from a friend in Hebrew. He says, it's not just by chance or coincidence that they announce themselves as king or queen, because by definition, when you're a king or queen, you are disconnected from contracts with corporations yes. or even yes. with other men or women. So yeah. when you're a king or queen, obviously you're a living man and woman.
Yeah.
And then you, by definition, disconnected to other contracts that someone may have put on your name with or without your knowledge.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I told you, Laura, there's some really interesting movement going on now in Israel. It's unique. It's a bit late in a way, because Israelis have been starting to woken up to their sovereignty, I mean, a very small fraction of them, but still. And at the same time, they are doing something unique, and it's establishing a kingdom. So every man and woman in this kingdom are king and queen. There's
yeah,
no way.
Sovereign by divine God. Yeah, I know.
Exactly. So they disconnected from contracts with the state, with the corporation. Really unique.
Another thing that I have to mention, very important, is that I don't want people to hear, I know you care for your country, everybody cares for their own country, but when I hear like, I'm patriotic, I'm just human, no, that's another division. If you don't fight together as a planet, together as humanity, we're not going to win. Never.
Yeah.
Because they mentioning these contracts, now it's not enough. They want to impose the digital. That's another contract.
Yeah.
That's a contract you're never going to be out Everest again. So people need to wake up. And what else can I say? Oh, the Lucis Trust. Yeah, you mentioned this long time ago. It's another consultative status in the Economic and Social Council. So this Economic and Social Council actually decides what's going to happen. So that's why everybody is. Yeah, and the Lucis Trust is a secret society. You know, if somebody wants to understand, I know this from researchers who did that, like Mike Tsarion. If you want to understand how they work, look for secret societies, how they interconnect, and then you're going to find out who runs. And that's maybe, there are lots of presentations I did and interesting, but maybe next time.
No, we'll do another one next time, of course.
Papal bloodlines would be interesting because, and interconnect them. Maybe I'm going to try to make a diagram. It takes a lot of space to be able to understand because I'm visual more. Maybe there are many people who are visual. So then they know where to go, what to read. And we don't have, because I find it's boring for reading. People can read on them, on themselves.
On their own,
Tell
me, more or less, what it's like in Romania. I mean, how the crowd is. I mean, people are waking up. Are they awake? I know it was good with the injections. Not many people fell for this trick, but in terms of waking up to what's going on in the world and the plans of the globalists, I mean, people are waking up.
They are like, how can I say, levels, like the generations. My mom's generation, they've been brainwashed with this freaking communistic, socialistic stuff. So they know what's coming, but they don't want to get into it. So, but on the health side, they're brainwashed by the big pharma because lots of people still buy this big pharma drugs.
Brainwashed.
Yeah. And they wear this, not a lot, voluntarily wear this muzzle. It's stupid. Our generation is gone all over the world. They're a little bit, a younger generation is the problem because they are brainwashed with this freaking cell phone. I keep telling them, leave the cell phone. You know what they did? And that's what worries me. They give you points and discounts if you use the cell phone and you use that QR code. I don't know if they're injected or not. I can sense, but because who knows statistics? I don't believe in them. But they are brainwashed with the technology.
Yeah.
And what I'm so angry on this alternative medias in Romania is that they are so xenophobic and patriot. It's okay to be patriot, but I don't care about the rest of the world, just Romania. No, you're not unique, you know. How are you going to get out this maritime law if nobody mentions here about that?
Sure. No, highly important. That's why I wanted you to do this before the papal bloodlines. Because it's really important for people to know about maritime law and how, again, our law system, I mean, acts that we do should be lawful, not legal. Again, you see, it's two different worlds, very similar, but they're describing two different law systems.
Yeah.
Lawful is to do with morality. It's to do with God. It's to do with harming one another or one's property.
Natural law, that would be.
Natural law, yes. And legal, it's contracts. It's maritime law. It's admiralty law. So there's two different systems with words, with spelling, with writing.
That's the problem in Romania, now you ask. That's the main problem, that people think that if you change the government and if you come a patriotic government, everyone's going to... No. The system is rotten. The system is rotten
and corrupt since hundreds of years now, if not more, but let's say just hundreds of years.
You know how it's infiltrated here? I don't know. It's infiltrated the secret services. There are 7 departments infiltrated by Masons. Nobody talks about, by Knights of Malta. Nobody talks about. And government is just a minion. So it's hard because there are people who are interested, but the few, and there are people who say, I don't want to bother, I don't care, I'm going to die anyway. And then when there are people, I'm telling them about the agriculture, because that's the most important. We should develop the agriculture, the land, the food. And they think that, oh, nothing's going to happen. Yeah, well, if we don't unite, no. And protesting. People think protest doesn't lead to anything at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not compliance, non-compliance.
That's a really good start. Before we put them to trial and hang them, to not comply with them, that's a really good start.
and expose them, because there are things that nobody exposes. Why? Mm. I don't know.
I agree.
And there are researchers who, like Dean Henderson, like he was my mentor, and he was the only one who exposed the stuff like they are. The papal bloodlines, it has to do with the bulls, papal bulls that were given regarding this maritime law long time before. And then other things added. And there is another which is connected with the think tanks. So you're going to see there the clubs and who created this. So, yeah, probably I should link the slides and we can skip from one to the other, because people can read them, but at least they know where to go.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Maybe let's try and fix the time for next week maybe to do the other one. Excellent. Laura, thank you very much for this presentation, no Maritime problem. Law.
You can link this to the people to have it, and also, yeah, this presentation if they want to read it in more detail.
But you should go and take a link, a shareable link, and send it to me. You should do it because...
Okay.
Send me a shareable link. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Laura. Thanks for everyone that stay with us up to now. Please share this. I think there's some valuable information here for you to know how the legal system works, really, where it's coming from. Thank you very much. Until next time, this is Shai, Raising the Frequency. Thank you, Laura. All the best. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.